from the Benson Help Hub. On March the 16th, four of us from four village organisations, the Millstream Centre, St Helen's Church, Benson Patients Panel and Benson Volunteer Helpline, met to discuss the possibility of a Benson Help Hub. There followed 2 weeks of what felt like non-stop activity in amongst our usual day-to-day lives to get processes and procedures underway. The Millstream Centre was the obvious choice to host this collaborative project due to their existing charitable aims and infrastructure. A week later, on March the 23rd, the UK went into lockdown. Fortunately, at the outset, the plan was always for the hub to work remotely, not least so that some of those who were stuck at home being shielded could take on our call handler role. The Benson Help Hub is now providing support to many locals, including food shopping, collecting prescriptions, walking dogs, and providing hot meals 3 times per week. Our way of working is to pair a volunteer with one or more households in need of help, creating an enduring relationship between them as a model for the future. The hub in numbers at the time of writing, 138 households registered, covering over 180 users of the hub, 180 plus requests for help, 40 plus active volunteers, including shoppers, call handlers, hub managers, data input, and other behind the scenes roles, 183 volunteers on record, 11 villages represented. The hub has received funds from Benson Parish Council, as well as generous donations from the Bensington Society and other individuals. These funds make such a difference to what we can achieve. Thank you for your kindness and commitment to helping the local community and supporting the hub. One of the most amazing aspects of the Help Hub has been the response from people in our community who wish to help, far more than our current demand requires. We would like to extend our heartfelt thanks to everyone who has volunteered their time and expertise. My personal thanks go to the small team that has been working tirelessly in the background to set up processes and procedures and keeping the hub going every day. We expect the hub to continue to be needed in our community for at least another 2 months. So if you have volunteered but not yet heard from us, we will be in touch as soon as we need you. Over the Easter weekend, we delivered over 120 Easter goodie bags to most households who registered at that time with the hub. The majority of the contents of the goodie bags were donated, with many cards and pictures donated by children and families in the village, as well as all the bags being hand-decorated by youngsters. A huge thank you to everyone who made this initiative possible by giving donations of goods or time. In the meantime, please continue to look out for one another and respect the government guidelines, which, as you I'm sure by now know, are stay at home, protect the NHS, save lives.